From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is heading to Moscow for talks Wednesday with Russian leaders amid a spike in tensions over alleged use of chemical weapons against civilians by the Assad regime. Tillerson accused Moscow of failing to prevent the attack and urged the Kremlin to rethink its support for President Bashar al-Assad. The U.S. responded to the chemical attack by firing missiles at targets on a Syrian airbase. In Washington today, White House spokesman Sean Spicer said additional military activity, that is, in Syria, remains an option.
The sight of people being gassed and blown away by barrel bombs ensures that if we see this kind of action again, we hold open the possibility of future action.
Sean Spicer, U.S. President Donald Trump has asked officials to give him options for removing the threat of a nuclear-armed North Korea. The president's request comes just days after a U.S. Navy strike group steamed toward the Korean Peninsula to send a message to North Korea. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says there are serious concerns about North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un's ambitions.
The assessments are obviously somewhat difficult, but clearly he has made significant advancements in delivery systems, and that is what concerns us the most.
A South Korean Defense Ministry spokesman said Monday the deployment of the Carl Vinson to the Western Pacific region was in response to the serious situation on the Korean Peninsula. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.